Welcome to the EncouragingChristians.com podcast. Thank you for joining us. Get ready for today's encouraging truth from God's Word.
2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master, and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. We don't know how Naaman contracted leprosy. Something that he did, someone that he was around, someone that he was nearby, something that happened, could have been different. He could have made some different choices in his life. But maybe God was going to allow the leprosy no matter what Naaman did, because God wanted to work in Naaman, through Naaman, and then use Naaman as a testimony later on in the New Testament when Jesus references this story. That's powerful, because sometimes when you and I are going through life and it seems like we're on top of the mountain, everything's going good in our favor, and then God throws this but he throws something, this machinery that is going so smoothly, he throws something in there, a monkey wrench. Something changes everything in our world, and all of a sudden, everything that we thought we were on top of the world at, now we're at the very bottom of the valley. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. This is important for you and I to understand that God sometimes will take us when we're at our very best and take us from the top of the mountain down to the depths of the valley. And he won't just take us into the valley. He'll take us down to the bottom. Leprosy was, in Naaman's day, a death sentence. Everything about Naaman's life, where he was on top of the world, was going to change. His status was going to change. How he worked with the king and the close proximity was going to change. His relationship with his wife was going to change. His relationship in his family as the master of his home, it was going to change. Everything about Naaman's life was going to change, not for the better, but for the worse, because he was a leper. Whatever you have gone through in your life, whatever valley you have experienced that has completely turned your world upside down, when you were at the top of the mountain and all of a sudden you found yourself down in the depths of the valley, don't you know that God does not take you through the valley to leave you there? God did not take you and allow you to get to this point as low as you are so you would stay in the bottom of your valley. God had a plan for Naaman. God had a purpose for Naaman getting leprosy. God has a plan for your life. God has a purpose for that valley that you're in. And God wants to bring glory to himself when you come out of the valley. You will come out of the valley. Trust God, give that valley experience to him, and let him do something with it. Because that's where Naaman found himself. And would you know it, it wasn't because of Naaman's own works. It wasn't because of Naaman's own faith. Naaman ended up being healed from his leprosy because there was a little maid in his home that waited on his wife that had the faith of a mustard seed. In fact, this little girl had amazing faith. And we're going to talk about the little maid that waited on Naaman's wife and her faith in the next podcast. But today, ask yourself, is this really where God meant for me to stop in the middle of this valley down here at the bottom? Or is he meaning to take me through the valley because he's going to glorify himself through me? God wants to glorify himself through you coming out of your valley and on top of it again.
Thank you for joining us today for the EncouragingChristians.com podcast. Please explore our website for more encouraging truth from God's Word.